Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Tom Petty bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Grady's our guest. Robert Grady is the name of the book, Naked Marketing, the Bare Essentials, third edition, the new updates. There are new updates in the third edition. So if you got the first edition, you're going to want to, and by the way, first edition won't say first edition, will it, Rob?
Never does, no.
So if you got one that didn't have edition, or you got a first edition, you need to upgrade to the third edition. And they can do that at robertgrady.com too, right?
Absolutely.
G-R-E-D-E. Rob's helping us folks with some advertising writing tips, and you helped us in the previous segment, reintroducing some fundamentals, and then we discussed some of the new stuff that has overlaid that a little bit. Start with a good headline, sell the primary benefit fast, and then use facts like research and things like that. All right, what's next?
Absolutely. The fourth issue then is using testimonials. It's the second best form of advertising. After word of mouth. If I can't get Sue to tell Bob what a great product I have, that's word of mouth. Maybe I can get Sue to tell me what a great product I have, and then I can use her testimonial to convince Bob to buy my product.
You know,
so testimonials are always considered the second best form of advertising and a fundamental of really good ads. When you think
I have a relative who's in the car business and has been for a long time, and he would get these really... I mean, just regular folks who would sit there on a couch and they'd film them saying, you know, the way regular folks do, it would make you cringe to hear them talking about, you know, well, they've been so good to us. You know, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And I'd
sure.
say, and I said, why do you do those? That makes me cringe. And he says, they work.
Absolutely. They may seem kind of hackneyed and old-fashioned, but by golly, they do work. No question about it.
Yep. Testimonials. And testimonials are the first cousin of a referral, aren't they?
Well, again, a referral is like word of mouth.
Yep.
If you refer someone to my product, as you're doing now on the air, that's word of mouth. But if you do that as and no one knows who you are, that's called a testimonial. So,
right.
Like I say, it's like a word of mouth, which everybody considers the best form of advertising.
And in social media, that is the holy grail of media, because it's called earned media.
Find that, you know, websites like Yelp and TripAdvisor and those kinds of places provide testimonials for products and services, the reviews. Anytime you want to buy I just bought a new washer dryer. Hey, I went online, I looked up all sorts of reviews of different washer dryers, and that tells me whether or not I want to buy that product. Those are testimonials.
Yep. All right, what's next?
A real fundamental of good marketing and good sales is building relationships. Connect with your audience for the long term. Don't just look for the one-time sale, get in, get out. Yeah, that you're going to be an effective salesman for 10 minutes, but not for the long term. Make sure that you partner with your customers and build relationships over the long term. You will be more successful.
Right. Well, there's no question about it. And do you include in that, would that be where, like, maybe you align with another company and both of you go to market with a compatible product?
There are different terms for that, but partnering is a form of partnering. If I'm Oreo cookies, I want to partner with Breyers Ice Cream. That's a form of testimonial. My cookies or their ice cream is good enough to be rewarded with great cookies. So.
Another thing in that part of in building relationships that I think you would, I'm sure it's in your book, and that is the, if you've got a customer, pitch them differently if you can than somebody who you've never met, right? because so you have a relationship message for them that's different from somebody who's never done business with you, and maybe the first words would be thank you. What do you think?
There's a certain implied thank you involved with that, of course. But the objective, again, is sell the primary benefit and do it fast.
Yep.
You only have a short period of time in order to convince them that your product or service is worth reviewing.
But if you're targeting them as an existing customer, aren't they going to give you like a millisecond longer because they know you and you performed?
Oh, yeah. If you have performed in the past and if they've had a good experience, yeah, that's called empirical evidence.
If you send me a targeted thing from a customer, a company that if you're somebody I've done business with, you send me something and you say thank you, you're going to get an extra millisecond out of me.
Oh yeah, that's no question about it. That building of that relationship is very important.
Right. Let's do the controversial thing.
Oh yeah, we touched on that earlier. Don't be afraid of controversy. A headline that is controversial or a visual that's controversial. One of the best headlines ever. And best ads I ever wrote got reviewed by Oprah Winfrey because it was so controversial. It was all about the predators of priests, rabbis, and
right. But you got to be careful. You got to be careful, right? Because you're playing with a little bit of fire there. It's like telling jokes, right?
It is. Stay away from certain subjects. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, Rob, I need your website again, please.
Well, wait a minute. I want to tell them about where and when to buy, because that's point number 7. So you're moving right into telling them where and when to buy, robertgrady.com, spelled G-R-E-D-E.
Hey, this is not my first rodeo, Rob. I know how to do this. Robert Grady, ladies and gentlemen, robertgrady.com. Rob, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Jim, thanks again.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.